Hello, Audioboom. Graeme and Black 73 Cat. Hope you're all well, guys. It's Wednesday, the 26th of November, that's it, 2014. And it's approximately 10 o'clock in the AM. Sorry about the noise in the background. I'm just making myself a very long, very strong cup of black coffee. And the downside of these bean to cup machines is they are very, very loud, as you can hear. our kitchen's right below the guest room, and this being a modern house, the walls are actually okay, but the floors are very, very thin, and the sound travels through the house really easily. And whenever we have anybody to stay, the coffee machine's set to come on at a certain time in the morning, so it's all like warmed up and ready for us by the time we come down. And I mean, just the cups is like a cup warmer thing on top. So we leave cups on there overnight, so the cups are pre-warmed by the time we come down to pour our first cup of coffee in the morning. Whenever people come to stay, they always comment, or in some cases complain, about the fact that they get woken up. It's like 6 o'clock in the morning by the coffee machine coming to life. It's a noisy little bleeder, but it's well worth it. It's well worth it. So, how are we all? It seems that my upload of my inaugural Xperia Z3 Audio Boo was successful. It also went up through Boomail, interestingly. So I'm not sure if that was down to file size or what, but I don't think I had waffled as much on that particular Audio Boo. So it maybe perhaps wasn't as long as some of the others that I've tried to upload. Yes, the coffee machine's going again. What I do, because it's an Italian machine, it's a De'Longhi, the coffee measurements are all like continental, so like a long coffee isn't what we would call a long coffee. It's sort of like an espresso with a bit more water put into it, you know? So basically to get a big bucket-sized morning mug, of which I have two every morning, I need to put in two long coffees. They do extra long coffees, and that would brim my cup to the top, but it gets a bit too watered down at that point. So if I put two long coffees in, which is essentially pretty much a double espresso with some hot water on top, which is how a true coffee should be made, it kind of leaves enough room at the top to put some milk in. Well, I don't have milk anymore. I gave up milk about 6 months ago. I also gave up sugar about 6 months ago, maybe longer. So I now just have straight, neat black coffee. Because there's that gap at the top, and because, I don't know, because like there's no sugar there, and I want more flavour. So I now put an espresso shot on top. So essentially, I'm drinking a triple shot coffee, and I have two of those every morning. It's naughty, isn't it? And then for the rest of the day, pretty much, I'll drink double espressos. I said for the rest of the day, I'll probably have two or three double espressos throughout the day and into the evening. I had one double espresso last night. When I got in from shopping, after I recorded my audio boo last night, so that must have been about 10 o'clock by the time I sat down with it, by the time I got all the shopping put away, and I had a double espresso at 10 o'clock, which was well needed because I didn't get to bed until 3 o'clock this morning, thanks to a game on my shiny new Xbox One console. I will stop calling it that one day, called Geometry Wars. Ooh. Now, Geometry Wars goes back to classic, early, very, very early arcade games. The best one I can relate it to is probably Asteroids, which, if you can cast your mind back to the dark and distant past of the 1980s, Asteroids was the game where you had a little sort of triangular-shaped spaceship in the middle of the screen, and you could rotate it, and coming in from around the screen were asteroids, and they would come in as big asteroids, and you would hit the big asteroid, it would break into four smaller asteroids, and then you would have to hit each of the four smaller ones. They would break into smaller ones still, and then until they got down to a size where they were small enough to actually shoot them and destroy them. And the idea was you had to survive for as long as possible with these asteroids coming at you thick and fast. And it was a brilliant game. All wireframe graphics, of course, back then. There was no solid graphics. It was just literally lines coming in, polygonal lines coming in from all angles. But it was such a playable game. No need for fancy graphics. We didn't know about fancy graphics then. I mean, I'm talking the era of Space Invaders. This is pre-Pac-Man days. This is the very, very earliest era of certainly of home video gaming, certainly of mainstream video game arcades. Asteroids is one of the first. It's seminal. And but the gameplay was amazing and still is. I've got an opportunity to have a go at an emulated version of Asteroids. I think it was a couple of years ago. I think it was the Gadget Show that was on, where they had all the retro games court, retro gaming corner. I think it was at the Gadget Show. It might have been somewhere else. But yeah, I had a go in it. And you know what? the graphics don't matter. It doesn't matter. The gameplay was just outstandingly good. And it is one of those that is just, just one more go, just one more go, just one more go. And Geometry Wars is very, very similar to that. It sort of takes that model and brings it into the 21st century. And it's on its third iteration now. So I'm playing Geometry Wars 3 Dimensions, it's called. Because they've changed for the first time hiccups again whenever I record. It's because I walk around when I'm talking, that's where it is. The previous iterations have had they've all been in a two-dimensional plane, very similar to Asteroids, but you can move around the screen, and there are like loads of enemy spaceships coming at you. In this case, they're not asteroids, but they're coming at you, and they all have different characteristics. So some of them will chase you, some of them will just sit in the corner of the screen, some of them will swirl around in random patterns, and this kind of thing. And the idea is you have to shoot the spin your thing around to shoot the aliens that are coming at you. But then when their ships explode, they leave a little gem behind, and you have to then pick up the gems in order to increase your multiplier, which makes your score go higher. And it's all about getting the highest score. The basic game lasts for 3 minutes. There are other versions of it, but the basic game lasts for 3 minutes. And you've got to score the highest possible score in those 3 minutes. And it's so, so, so addictive. It is, because each game is only 3 minutes, it's so easy to get into the, just one more go. Go on, one more. Oh no, so close that time to beating my score. One more go. And it's so easy to watch the time go by, and it just ticks by. And before you know it, sorry, I think my little boy's poorly. Just a second. You all right, son? Stop making that silly noise. I thought you were being sick, silly. God, blimey. Bloody hell. So yes, children, who'd have them? My little boy's off sick. He's at home poorly. He's got a tummy bug. And of course, he's not allowed to go to school if he's had a tummy bug. He's fine in himself. He's fine and happy. But he's had a tummy bug since Friday, so he's not allowed to go to school, which is good. So I've got two kids with me at the minute. It's not a problem. They're good together, to be honest. So anyway, yes. So this game was brand new. It only launched last night at midnight. I had pre-ordered it. It was only a cheap game. It's not an expensive one. I popped it at midnight. Started at 12. Finished at about 2:45, I think. And that was literally, I had to force myself to stop. It was like, this is getting silly now. I really do need to put the brakes on here and go to bed. but I could have quite happily carried on. Such an addictive game. And it just goes to show that, I mean, the graphics really haven't changed all that much. It's still, I mean, there's a lot of neon and colours and noise and music and stuff going with it now. But it's still fairly, fairly retro. We're very retro in styling, to be quite honest. But anyway, that's it. That's that done. So, excuse me. I've just added the image of the pricing card from that Bright House thing which I talked about last night. I've just added that to the audio brew this morning. It wasn't that easy to find. It wasn't as easy to find as I thought. I had to go into Twitter, and I still can't find the actual image that I saw, which had the full sort of the full image of the package and the bundle on. But I think a lot of it's been pulled down. Looking at the Twitter traffic, there are a lot of people who've jumped on this. You know, £1,300 for a £400 console. Do you know what the sickening thing was? It sold out. They sold out. That's just bonkers, man. Bonkers. Anyway, let's leave that one alone for now. Yes, one thing that I kind of wanted to say, and I will put this in straight away. I'm not trying to upset anybody. I'm not trying to get argumentative. I'm not telling anybody to keep their nose out. I just need to kind of get this off my chest. It's not just a thing from Audio Boo. It's everything. It's something that goes on from every corner of my social life, whether it be family, friends, internet associates, gaming buddies, hill walking friends, photography. Everybody I know, everybody, so at some point will sort of imply this same thing. So, as you are aware, very well aware, and as I made very, very clear, I do not like Christmas. I hate it. I have my reasons. I have justified that on two counts, I feel, in the last few days with the tale about Bright House and the tale about the woman with the shopping bags. For those reasons, I hate Christmas. Now, in the last few weeks, just here on Audiobook, it's come from all other places as well. There are other things that have happened outside of the Audioboo network. But I'm just going to focus on these two issues because they're within this network, within this little community. Over the past 2 weeks, two people have suggested that I listen to a song that will change my attitude towards Christmas. And again, I swear I'm not criticising and I'm not having a go at anybody. And I know it's meant in good faith. But Rog posted a comment to Abu that when I ranted about Christmas, saying, "Oh, listen to this song by Tim Minchin, I think it was. And this might just help you to understand what's good about Christmas," or something like that. I haven't listened to it yet. I might do it at some point in the future, maybe. But yeah, whatever. Again, I will keep saying this. Please, nobody get offended by this. I just need to get this off my chest. I'm only using you guys as an example because you are here and within my what do you call it? You're within earshot, if you like. And the other one was Rick the other day when he Big Rick. Oh, one word. When he was talking about his Christmas traditions and what he loves about Christmas. And hey, you know, each to their own. Crack on. You know that's good. And if that's how your family get through it, then yeah. Crack on, enjoy, fill your boots, really, really go for it. I don't hold it against anybody, really. Much? No, I don't. I really don't. If it's what you like, what floats your boat, then crack on. That's cool. But Rick finished off his little thing with this. I know there are haters out there, but this is an awesome song from the end of the Muppets movie. Have a listen. Just listen to the lyrics, people. Listen to the lyrics. Kind of implying that, you know, if I listen to this song, I'm suddenly going to start wearing a flipping elf hat and sticking fairy lights across my garage door. No, it's never going to happen, people. And this is the thing that I just want to kind of... And I will say again, I'm not offended. I'm not offended at all. And I'm not trying to sort of say, you know, what the hell do you think you're doing? And all I'm trying to do is illustrate a point here. I sit and I look at my Twitter timeline. I sit and look at my Facebook feed. I sit and look at everything around me at this moment in time. I will walk into the lounge in a minute and I can guarantee you within about half an hour, I will see something to do with Christmas. In fact, less than that, because I've got CBeebies on at the minute for the little one. And I've only got to go into that lounge and they'll have Christmas trees and stuff up in the studio, I would imagine. Turn on any TV, adverts come on, it's all Christmas. Open a magazine, it's all Christmas. Open a web browser, it's all Christmas. Everywhere I turn, I'm getting Christmas thrown at me. And I can't escape it. All I have to do is, at one time, I used to get really, really sort of, you know, antagonizing about it and antagonistic about it. And I would post comments under people's timeline on Facebook or Bar Humbug and this kind of thing. And I don't do that anymore. I just shut up and I just scroll down. Okay, this is the beauty of having a thumb. I can just scroll down. That's why I don't care about advertising on Facebook and Twitter, because I can just scroll down. It really doesn't bother me all that much. But I am currently being inundated by this, and this happens every year for 8 weeks. Out of every year, I have this barrage of just stuff, and I can't escape it. I went shopping last night. I was surrounded by it. I cannot escape this thing. Everybody is pushing this thing onto me. This thing which I detest, I hate, I love, and I just cannot stand. But it's pushed on me constantly, constantly, constantly. There's just so much piling on top of me, and I can't do anything about it. I just have to sit back and take it, basically. If I say one comment, or make one remark, or do one audio blog, or anything, where I express my dissent for Christmas, I immediately get counteracted with two things. Either, and most commonly, people calling me Scrooge, miserable git, miserable sod, any iteration of the word miserable that you wish, often preceded or proceeded by expletives. And you know, then I'm used to that. I can take that. But the other side of the coin is people will say, oh, come to this, play with me, watch this film, listen to this song, read this book. Oh, look at the kids' faces. Look at this. Oh, check out the John Lewis advert. Look at the Sainsbury's advert. That's bound to make you love Christmas. No, it won't. Nothing is going to make me love Christmas, people. Nothing is going to change my mind. My opinions and my views on this have been formulated from living on this planet for 41 years. I like to consider myself as a person of slightly above average intelligence who is very capable of looking at the world around me and going, okay, that's a good thing. That's a really good thing. Ooh, that's not so good. People paying 97% interest on a games console because it's Christmas. Ooh, that's not a good thing. I'm more than capable of making my own mind up. And I don't see why everybody or some people have this need, this urge to try and convert me. I don't go banging on people's doors saying, take your Christmas tree down. It's horrible. It's garish. It looks disgusting. I can see it and it's burning my eyes as I look through your living room window. Partly because I get arrested for looking through the living room window. But you get my point. I don't tell anybody to not like Christmas. I will, if the opportunity arises, I will offer my opinions. And I'm doing this now because this is my personal blog. And as we've discussed recently about the whole gaming thing and stuff like that, it's my personal blog. I can talk about what the hell I want. Within the bounds of decency, of course. But I don't understand why people sort of think that I want to be cured of this anti-Christmasness. I don't like it. And I never will. People used to say to me, oh, you just don't get Christmas. When you've got kids, then you'll understand. No, I've got two of them. Still hate it. I knew I would, and I've been proved right. It means nothing to, it makes no difference. Nothing is going to change my mind. And I don't understand why people have this desire, this yearning to try and convert me. And not just me, but others like me. You know, I'm taking these things as personal, but I'm sure, you know, the same thing is said to other people. In fact, Big Rick's post quote was, I know there are haters out there, because I'm not the only one who's expressed dissent about it. Perhaps I'm a little bit more vocal than the rest, but it's this type of thing that kind of gets me. Do you know, it really sort of, just leave me alone. I've got to put up with all your cack. I've got to put up with all your stuff, that your TV adverts that are catered right into your hands. I've got to put up with all the garbage that's catered to you in the supermarket. I've got to put up with all the garbage that's catered for you on the radio stations and on the TV channels. And from here on in, this is hell on earth for me for the next 5 or 6 weeks. It really is. I would rather just switch everything off and hold myself up in a corner and play Geometry Wars for 5 weeks. I really would, if I could. But obviously, the real world's different. But I will just put up with all this stuff. I have to. I have no choice. But I'm just one little voice. I understand. I'm very, very much in the minority. There aren't many of me. There aren't many me's around at this time of year. And I appreciate that. So why does my one little voice offend people so much? Why does it seem to create this, like,
No, you what? You don't like Christmas? What? You are joking, aren't you? You must be mentally unstable, man.
Okay, I probably am mentally unstable for other reasons, but but not in this case. This is rational thought, people. This is just my, 40-year-old brain that's worked all this out over the course of my life. I don't need converting. I don't want to be converted. Thank you very much. I'm quite happy with my Ebenezer Scrooge hat on, swearing at children who run around. I don't swear at children. I don't even swear at my own children. Well, maybe a little bit. But yes, anyway, so yes, please, just let me hate Christmas. Please, please, pretty please, pretty please. I tell you what, if you let me hate Christmas, I'll buy you a mince pie. I won't, because that'll cost me a bloody fortune. Oh, no, I won't buy you a mince pie. Just let me hate Christmas. I'm enjoying this. It's good having a platform to rant on. And I'm trying to do it as sensitively as possible. Obviously, behind closed doors, when it's just me and my wife, this type of conversation would turn into me waving my arms around frantically and blurting out expletives left, right and centre. No, I wouldn't. We do have a few heated debates because my wife isn't fully of the same opinion as me. She kind of, if it was down to her, it would be a completely different affair. But she kind of agrees, she understands that I have my right too. She has her right to like it, I have my right to hate it. And it's somewhere in the middle, the twain must meet. And we do sort of have a happy-ish compromise. But there you go. No songs, no films, no books, no carols, nothing is going to change my mind. I am me, this is who I am, and this is who I will stay. So there you go. Yes, that's my today's anti-Christmas. Wouldn't it be good? Well, it might not be for you lot, but it would be for me if I could come with an anti-Christmas rant for every boo, because that's three on the trot, isn't it? At least. Possibly even four where I've had an anti-Christmas rant. And it's good, because like I say, if I jumped onto Facebook or Twitter and expressed these opinions, I would be pounced upon. I would be, oh, goodness me, I would probably have the social network police banging on my door saying, "What are you doing, young man? You must not loathe Christmas." Well, yes, I must, and I will, and I shall, and I want to, and I'm happy doing it. Believe it or not. Believe it or not. On the other side of the coin, I've got some awesome stuff for me, lad. I'm going to be building Meccano on Christmas Day. Oh, God. You know what? I always wanted Meccano when I was a kid, and I could never have it because it was dead expensive. It was really expensive. To get anything sort of worthwhile, to get anything that was sort of... hello, boys. To get anything that was, worth having, any quantity. Come back here, Daddy. You know, the great thing about a two-year-old is he can speak. It's not that great. Come back here, Daddy. The thing is, he's only doing it to wind me up. And I'll go in the lounge and I want you to laugh at me. Watch. Daddy, cheeky bugger. So I've got my lads of Meccano, and it's a big set as well, and it's motorized, and it's got like a big massive crane that actually works, and then you can build like loads of other stuff from it. Oh God, I'm so looking forward to that. I'm so looking forward to it. I've been like waiting for him to be old enough, because like Lego's good, but no, it's not like Meccano. And I can remember I used to go around to my mate's house when I was a kid, and he had a massive set. I think it was his dad's from like the 1950s or whatever, 40s, whenever it was first launched. But he had this massive kit, and he could make all kinds of stuff with it. And I always wanted Meccano, but it was always so expensive. So yes. I'll be building Meccano on Christmas Day and I can't flipping wait. See, I'm getting excited. You see, I do like it. I just don't like the fluff. Anyway, right, I'm going to go. I'm going to hush my mouth. I'm going to finish drinking my long, very strong cup of black coffee. And go and play with my boys. Hopefully this will be the last day that I have my big boy with me. Not that I don't like his company, but, it's nicer when there's just me and the little one. It's a lot easier to cope. But there you go. Anyway, right, I'm going to go. Hope you're all well. Hope you're all happy. Thank you very much for listening to me once again. I really do appreciate it. And hopefully I haven't offended anybody. Please, I wasn't trying to upset anybody. I'm just merely illustrating a point. It's just like, I don't understand why people feel the need to try and force it on me. There you go. Anyway, right, I'm off. Catch you all later, guys. And I'll speak to you soon. Bye-bye.